Well, you thought yesterday sucked. Today and tomorrow will suck even more. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, very, very cold. Below zero with the wind chill and all that.
Yep.
So if you got stuck somewhere, would you be ready? Would you be able to survive? Do you have the right stuff in your car right now? Let's find out. So okay. Channel 3 did a piece on what should be in your car, your storm kit.
Gotcha.
And let's see how we do. This is Roger Suzannon.
Hey, Denise, first and foremost, you can see I'm definitely not dressed for this weather. And that's for effect because a lot of drivers make this same mistake. They think about where they're going and not about the journey itself and what they would do if something goes wrong. So first and foremost, you need to really have items in your car that keep you warm.
He's putting his coat on now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now.
All right, so he started outside, shirt and tie, no sport jacket. And then he's putting a jacket on.
Okay.
Right? So everybody have a jacket?
Yes.
You got a jacket in your car?
Yep.
All right. Pam?
Well, it's on me, so.
All right. So you wear a jacket.
Yeah, I always wear a jacket.
Phil?
I wear a jacket. I have another one in the car, too.
Yep. Yeah.
In the back of my car, multiple jackets, gloves, hats.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That keep you warm in case, again, you get stranded on the highway. So we're talking about a warm coat, and boy, I feel better already, I can tell you that. Talking about a nice warm hat, gloves. We definitely love hand warmers here at Channel 3.
Check, check.
A nice heavy blanket's a good idea.
Got that.
And with that same...
Got a blanket. Got gloves. I got that stupid thing that goes around your head and keeps your ears warm.
Yeah.
That
I have all that stuff. I have everything but a blanket, but I have so many coats, they would act like a blanket.
Hmm.
Pam, do you have a blanket?
No blankie. No. I'm freezing.
How about a blanket?
No blankie.
No blankie. I do have a blankie.
All right, so
binky,
no
though.
Thumb sucking for you, but you have a blanket.
No, none of it.
I do have a warm teddy bear.
Phil?
No, I don't have a blanket.
All right.
A nice heavy blanket's a good idea. And with that same point in mind, you really should bring a first aid kit with any medication that you need, again, just in case you get...
Who travels around with their medication unless you're 90?
Right.
And trust me, you get stuck in this stuff when you're 90, just say goodbye.
Exactly. It's God's way of saying, come on up.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, at least your trouble's going to be like taking your whatever med.
Right.
Yeah.
So then that means
like,
you need water.
I'm about to freeze to death.
Right. Let me take my sleeping pills.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So meds. I don't travel with meds.
Mm. Right. I take mine before I leave, so I'm good for another 48 hours.
Yeah. All right.
Just in case you get stuck somewhere, and maybe one of the biggest things you can have, of course, is a cell phone charger. You definitely want to have power you drive around and if you get stuck anywhere. Also, in the early warning weather tracker, we always have one of these handy, an ice scraper as well as a brush.
Oh, my God. The early warning tracker has an ice scraper in it.
Right.
Thank goodness.
What do they call the scraper?
That's your storm truck. You better have an ice scraper in it.
And this is storm scraper.
That would be hysterical. Yeah, we're stuck here. We can't really move. The window's iced up, and we don't have a scraper.
And we're trying to defrost
her. So from the Channel 3 parking lot, this is Roger Suzannon.
I'm trying to show you the camera shot through the windshield here, but as you can see, it's iced over.
But you see, it's kind of like a prism type effect, so it's pretty kind of cool.
Yeah, a little frosty.
It's going to take us about a half an hour to run the truck to defrost the windows, and we'll be here out in the Channel 3 parking lot until then. Roger Suzannon, Channel 3 News.
My fingernails are too short to try and scrape my fingers. Perhaps I could use my teeth. No, it doesn't work.
Gee, an ice scraper.
Mm. Now I'll use my breath.
No.
You know what's funny, though?
Storm
people
scraper.
Don't have ice scrapers, so you got to list it, you know? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
scraper,
has an ice scraper?
Scraper, brush, and I also have a whisk broom that I use to get the snow off the top of the truck.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, look at you.
Look at you.
A whisk broom.
Can really get you out of a bind. And jumper cables could help yourself out, or you can help out another driver.
I don't have jumper cables.
My truck's 21 years old. I have them.
Yeah, I do not have them.
Necessity.
I have them, but they're at the project house for the tractor.
Oh.
I should just have them in my car.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's where you'll need them.
Well, yeah, I like to keep a new battery in the car.
But right. Preferably.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. So
yes, I got jumper cables.
Jumpers. I'm listing the stuff I don't have.
I always
blanket,
want the other
meds, jumpers. All right.
Again, if something goes wrong on the highways, the icer's a good idea.
Got that.
And also a heavy-duty flashlight.
The icer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to have that, but then I ran out.
What's that for?
Like, you could spray it.
You spray on your windshield.
On your windshield, and it just makes it faster.
I thought I just had an ice scraper.
Right.
Well, this
aids your scraper. Oh.
Yeah, I'm like yesterday. Like if
it's a non-item.
If it was icing, and now your car is just a block of ice.
I got that, and I also have the...
That's good to get in the car, right? So you can like spray it in your lock or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, or on the windows. It just it takes a lot less time, so you're not exposed to the elements as long.
Yeah, boring.
And that and the lock de-icer also. That goes in the lock.
Yeah.
AJ, you know, you're starting to annoy the crap out of the rest of us.
But is that in your
now
car?
Now I want to see you stuck in the cold.
But is that for your lock inside your car? Because it doesn't do you any help if it's in your car and you can't get in.
Right.
Excellent point, Pam. Right.
Thank you for noticing.
All right, what's next?
And make sure that the batteries are working before you go out of your vehicle.
Well,
or take it to your vehicle.
Well, also, flashlight. Mm. Oh, so you're saying flashlight?
Mm. Heavy duty flashlight.
Got that.
Mm.
Well, I have one on my cell phone. That's pretty bright.
Mm. I have a flashlight in my bag.
You're such a goddamn bragger. It's become really annoying right now. And I want to see you stuck in the storm because you won't know what to do with any of that stuff.
Well, he almost couldn't get into his vehicle this morning.
Right. The whole thing was frozen over.
Yeah. How'd that de-icer do?
Not good at all.
Okay, good. All right, what's next?
Also, just in case you get in a wreck or you have some kind of issue.
Get an erection.
That's exactly what I thought he was going to say.
That's why I need the warm blanket.
Just in case you get an erection, you need the de-icer. Yeah.